Today's daf is daf mem ches. Let's start again on the bottom of mem zayin amud beis, 2.5 lines before the end on mem zayin amud beis. Amar Rabbi Yochanan said, katan poreach, if you have a child who is blossoming early, in other words, his body is maturing even though he's not 13 years old yet, but he has the two pubic hairs. He already has the two pubic hairs. So then he can make us have the required quorum for a zimun. I'm going to write it this way. Katan shevish de sairos. If a minor, he's not 13, but he has the two hairs, mezamin alav, then we can include him in the zimun. Shelo evish de sairos. If he doesn't have the two hairs, in mezamin alav, we don't include him in the zimun. But we don't look carefully at the minor. We're not very particular with the minor. So the Gemara says, "Agufa kasha." This brisa is contradicting itself. Amart, you said, if he brought the two hairs, then he can become the third person for a zimun. Lo hevi lo. If he didn't bring the two hairs, he can't become the third person for a zimun. But then it says again, "Ema dakim katan." We don't look carefully, implying that even if he doesn't have the two hairs, what's that to include? Lav lasuye, so must be, it's to include what we've just been saying, katan poreach, a minor who has the two hairs. So what does it mean, ein medaktik, and we don't look carefully? We don't look carefully at his age. Even though he's not 13, since he has the two hairs, he can join into a zimun. Says the Gemara, though, v'les hilchasa k'chal hanishmaitza. Halacha's not like all of these lessons. We had all these lessons yesterday. You could have 9 and the Aron, 2 people and Shabbos, 2 Talmidei Chacham talking to each other, a minor with 2 hairs. No, halacha is not like that. Ela ki adam Rav Nachman. Rather, halacha is like what Rav Nachman taught. Katan hayodei alami mevarchin mezamin alav. A minor, though, who understands who we are praising, who we are blessing, he can be the third person to a zimun. So yes, we do check. Do you understand what we're talking about, what we're doing? But we don't go and ask him to drop his pants to see if he has two hairs. We don't check if he has the two hairs. We check to make sure that he understands. We make sure that he understands who we're praying to. And now we're going to see that some of the great rabbis, even at a very young age, they really understood.
Is that the
Rosh Hashanah? Yeah. Ela ki hadam Rav Nachman, like what Rav Nachman taught. Rav Nachman taught the following. Katan hayodei alami mevarchin. A child who knows what a blessing is, that it's praising God, he knows to whom we are blessing. Mezamnin alav, we're on the third line here, Mem Ches Amud Aleph. We make a zimun with him, because of him. He can be the third to complete the zimun. And here's the story. Abaye v'Rava, right? The famous Abaye and Rava. They were sitting in front of the Rosh Yeshiva Rabba at a meal. Amaluhu Rabba. Rabba said to them, and apparently Abaye and Rav at the time were children. He said to them, Lemi Mevarchin. Who do we make the blessing to? Who's the blessing to? What is the blessing all about? Amrile, they said to him, Rachmana, to God. And Rabba asked them, Rachmana Eicha Yasif. Where does God sit? So Rava Achve Lishmei Tlala. So Rava turned his face to the roof. God sits up there. Abaye Nafik Libara. Abaye went outside. Achve Klape Shmaya. And he turned his face towards the heaven. Amlu Rabba. So Rabba said, Tarvaychu Rabbanan Avisu. Both of you are going to become rabbis. That if at the age of young children, you know that when we make a blessing of Birkas HaMazon, we're turning to God, and you know that God is up there. You're going to become rabbis. Hannah Darminchi, that's what people say, butzin, bitzin, you know, how good the butternut squash is. Mikat fi yediyah, you know it from when it's still young. You know it from its sap, from how the sap is forming the butternut squash. That's how you know the quality of the butternut squash. So from a young person, you can know what he's on track to do. They say, yeah. I don't know where I saw this, but they say that Rabbeinu Tam, when he was a one-year-old baby, he spilled a drink on his grandfather Rashi's clothing. They said, we know that when you grow up, you'll be arguing with Rashi. So Abaye and Rava, when they were children, Abaye would go out to look to the heavens. Rava would be looking up to the ceiling. So they already knew. So they knew about God. And from already at that age, they are Yodei Lamim of Archin. And then we knew also that they'd eventually become great rabbis, the Hasidim say. The idea of going out to see God versus seeing God in the room is, these are the two famous ways of connecting to God, something called Yichud Ilah, the transcendence above, in other words, beyond this world. And then there's the Yichud Tata, the transcendence within this world. So Rava sees the transcendence within this world. God's here in the room. And Abaye says, God's beyond anything we know of. Whatever we know of, God is beyond that too. We have to go outside and find God.
Rabbi, if they consider a minor with two hair as a Zimun participant,
yes.
So why they don't accept him as a minion?
So there is a difference. The minion is based on a pasuk, v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. I will become holy in the midst of the Jewish people. So I think one could make a case that B'nai Yisrael, the Jewish people, is more than a minor. Whereas in regards to Zimun, it's a different pasuk. It's less clear that it's talking about adults. Havu, right? Gadlu la'Hashem iti. L'nerom mashmo yachtav. So glorify God with me. All right, with me, maybe even children, right? Or kishem Hashem echo. When I call the name of God, Havu, go to the location. You give glory to our God. Doesn't say only adults. Maybe there it can include a child.
Yeah, what's wrong with that? It just, you know, you bring the child into the world of praising Hashem, you know, from the young age.
So the halacha is that if a child's at the age of, let's say, 12, so he really understands things, he knows what a vow is, he knows who God is, then he can join a zimun, both a zimun for 3 and a zimun of 10. But two minors cannot join to the Zimun. And some say that he can only join a Zimun once he is 13. Because at 13, that's when we assume that he has the hairs. And that is, in fact, the Minhag. That's according to the Ashkenazim. Now, in terms of we're going to see soon, in terms of the child leading the Zimun, that everybody agrees he has to be 13 in a day, and that we know that he has the two hairs. Because to lead the Zimun, that's already biblical. And so for biblical things, we don't just rely on an assumption that he has the two hairs.
So it's more restriction to lead than to participate.
Right, or to make it possible.
Back in Iran, if the kid was like 11, 12, or whatever years old, they would put a chumash on his lap and they, you know, count him as a minyanim, person.
So there are two opinions here. There's one opinion that you need to be fully an adult to count for a minyan, but But some say you can have a minor already from the age of 6, as long as he knows to whom we're praying, joining in with a minion.
Do you have to hold the Torah?
For Zimun.
6. No, a minion for Baruch.
A minion at age of 6, wow.
Yeah.
Would he have to hold the Torah?
No. Most poskim do not agree with this. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. Because, again, as I mentioned, The source of a minyan is v'nikdashti b'toch b'nei Yisrael. I'll be made holy in the midst of the Jewish people, and that's stricter. And this idea of holding a chumash doesn't help. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. But the Ramah says that some, if you don't have a choice, b'sha'at hadchak, then we'll do it even without a chumash. Very interesting.
But you asked him to also hold the Sefer Torah, or be next to the Sefer Torah, a real Sefer Torah, not a Chumash. touch it while he's there.
Right. Good. Okay, so we're at the two dots here on Mem Chesamad Aleph. I'm Rabbi Yehuda, brother of Shmuel Bar Shilas. Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Shilas, said, in the name of Rav, Tisha Achlu Dagan, if nine ate bread out of wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats, and the tenth just ate some green vegetables, mitzdarfin, they can do the zimun of nevarech lelokenu. I'm Reb Zeira. Reb Zeira said, boy, you mean Reb Yehuda? I asked Reb Yehuda, what about shmonama? What about if eight ate the bread and two ate the vegetables? Or shivama, seven ate the bread and three ate the vegetables? I'm Reb Yehuda said, loshna, there's no difference. Even then, they can join into the zimun. Shisha, what about six? Vayelami bayli. Woe to me that I didn't ask. If you have six eating the bread and four eating the vegetables. Amle Reb Yirmiyah. Reb Yirmiyah said to Reb Zeira, Shap Rav Loi Bayla. It was good that you didn't ask about six. Awesome time am I. Why in regards to nine, eight, or seven? Mishim Dika Ruba. The idea is you have a majority who ate the bread. So four who ate the vegetables. Three who ate the vegetables can combine. So even if you'd have six who ate the bread and four eating the vegetables, that also should be able to combine. But still, Reb Zeira was upset. You suffer. Maybe Ruba the Minkabina. Maybe we need to have a very clear majority, an apparent majority. So an apparent majority wouldn't be six and four. Apparent majority is seven and three. That's apparent that we see that majority. But six and four, maybe you don't see it. It's not as relevant. And that's, in fact, the halacha. The halacha is you can have seven and three, seven who ate bread and three who did not eat bread, who ate just some vegetables. But six not. If you have six who ate bread and four who ate the vegetables, you can't do Nevarach Lelokeinu because you don't have Ruba Deminkar. You don't have a majority that is apparent.
What do you think Mizonos fits in here?
You don't need Mizonos.
No, what I'm saying is if you had, I don't know, eight two Mizonos and two washed or whatever, but like, it's not vegetables and it's not bread.
Oh, I think Dagan means something which is filling. I think it's more than Mizonos.
So the Mizonos goes with the vegetable guys.
I would think. Let's see. We'll see in the next Gemara. Maybe it'll become a little clearer. All right, now a story. Yanai Malka. Yanai was one of the Hashmonai kings. We know he was very wicked. He killed out the rabbis. So Yanai Malka, Yanai the king, Umalka, so with his queen was righteous. They were eating bread together. And since he killed all the rabbis, he didn't have a person to lead them in the benching, to say the benching for them. So he said to his wife, Man Yoivon Gavron, who would give us a man to Mavarechlan who would recite the blessings for us? So she said to him, listen, I have a brother who survived, but I don't want you to kill him too. Would you swear to me that if I bring you a man, you won't cause him pain? He swore to her. So she brought Shimon ben Shetach, her brother. So he seated Shimon ben Shetach between himself and her. To give him a lot of honor, he put him at the main table. Amar le, he said to him, Chaziz kama yakra vidnalach. He said to Shimon ben Shetach, you see how much honor I'm doing for you? So you know, be grateful to me. So Shimon ben Shetach said, you're not doing honor for me. God is doing honor for me. The Torah does honor for me. Amar le, lav ab kamo krisli. You're not giving me the honor. The Torah that I've learned is what's giving me the honor. This is the verse says, Sal salot ramameka. It's a verse about the Torah. It'll lift you up. Techabdecha, it will honor you. Kitachabkena, when you hug it. When you hug the Torah will honor you. So he said, no, it's my Torah learning that got me this seat. It's not you, Yanai. So Amar Lo, so Yanai said to his wife, Kachazis, don't you see the Lomakabal Marus? He's not willing to accept any authority. You see, he's I give him honor, and he doesn't even, he's not even grateful. He thinks he deserves it because of his Torah learning. He's a tough guy. All right. So then, Yehovu le'kasa lebruchi. They gave him the cup. They said, okay, say the benching for us. Amar said, Eich yivruch. What am I going to say? How should I do it? What should I do? Baruch shachal yane v'chaver v'mishalo. Blessed is the one who Yane and his friends ate from that which belongs to him. I can only bench if I ate. I said, Baruch shachanu, but I didn't eat. So shati lahu kasa. So he drank the whole cup. Yavu le'kasa achmina. Then they gave him another cup. Ubarich. Then he recited the bracha. Am Rav Abba b'Reid Rav Chiya bar Abba. Rav Abba, the son of Rav Chiya bar Abba, said, Shem b'Meshetach do'av l'garmi David. What Shem b'Meshetach did, that was just for himself. That was his own desire. Talking about Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, because this is what Rav Chiya bar Abba said in the name of Rav Yochanan. La'olam eino moti yisirav yudei chavasan at sheyochel kezayis dagan. You can't fulfill the obligation for others in benching unless you ate a kezayis of bread from one of the five grains. So here again we see there's a difference between joining in, responding, and leading. You can respond, as we said, if you ate green vegetables. But to lead, you have to have eaten bread of the five grains. I'll challenge you, Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, Allah, person went to lay down on one of the couches. And he reclined with the other people who are eating. Even if he didn't really eat with them, he just dipped his vegetable in the gravy. Where he ate with them one dried fig. Mitzdarev, he joins. So if he joins, what does it mean he joins? It means he responds and he leads. So Gemara says, no, the same difference that I just mentioned. It's terufim, it's tarif. He can join through some vegetables, through eating vegetables together with the gravy. But to lead and say the blessing for others and fulfill the obligation for others, only if he ate an egg of an olive worth of bread from the grains. It right now we also learned. I'm Rav Chanan Rabbi Yehuda Mishum Derava. Rav Chanan Rabbi Yehuda said in Derava, "Afilu lo tavli man el betzir." Now turning to Mem Chesam and Beis, even if he only dipped his vegetable into the gravy with them, "Vlo achli man el gogeres achas." He only ate with them one fig. Mitzdar, if he can join into their zimun, but to fulfill the obligation for the group, he can't fulfill the obligation for them until he eats an olive worth of bread of grain. Rav Chanan bar Yehuda mishmei derava. Rav Chanan bar Yehuda is the name of Rava. Hilchos halach is achal ala yerek, if he ate a leaf of a vegetable, or shasa kol shel yayin, or he drank a cup of wine, like Shimon ben Shetach at the meal of Yanai Amelach. Mitzdare, if he can join into the zimun, lahotzi, but to fulfill the obligation for others, it's not enough to drink the wine or to eat a vegetable. In a motzi, at sheyochal kezayis dagan, he doesn't fulfill the obligation for others until he eats an olive worth of bread, grain of bread. Amar of Nachman said, now talking about benching itself, moving on from Zimun. Zimun is the first blessing. Now we talk about the other blessings. Moshe Tikkun Yisrael, Birkas Hazan. Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who composed and instituted for the Jews to say the first blessing of Birkat HaMazon. When did Moshe compose it? To thank God for Hazan HaSakol, for feeding all, for satisfying all. When the man came down, so I saw that the Achronim say, understand, man's not bread. You have to be eating bread to say Hazana Sakol. So they said, no, the same way the man would taste, however way you wanted it to taste when you thought about it, it would also have whatever texture you wanted it to have when you thought about it. That's why the Torah says it didn't taste like Kishuim, it didn't taste like Avatiach. Because apparently it wasn't just the taste, it actually had the qualities of those things, and those things weren't good, Rashi says, for the pregnant women. So, and people thought that it was bread. It tasted like bread and had the qualities of bread, and that's why it could have Birkas HaMazon. Yoshua Tikkun Lahem, Birkas HaAretz. Yoshua instituted for the Jewish people the blessing of the land when we came into the land. Al Haaretz V'Al HaMazon, Shash Nechasu L'Haaretz, when we came into the land. David and Shlomo Tiknu Bani Yerushalayim. David and Shlomo together made the blessing of Rachim. David praying for Yerushalayim, Shlomo for the building of Boni Yerushalayim, building of the Beis HaMikdash. David tikkun al Yisrael amecha al Yerushalayim yirecha. David instituted to say for Israel, your people, for Jerusalem, your city. Shlomo tikkun al Abayas HaGadol v'HaKadosh. And Shlomo instituted to say about the holy and great house. Atova Meitiv, the last blessing, Yavne Tiknua, the sages instituted it in Yavne. When the Sanhedrin was in Yavne, after we lost the Beis HaMikdash, the second Beis HaMikdash. Why? Keneged Aruge Beitar, to correspond to the killed of the city of Beitar. When Bar Kokhba revolted 53 years after the loss of the Second Temple, the revolt went on for 3 years. The last stand was in the city of Beitar. That's where the Jews were eventually wiped out, the Jews of Bar Kokhba's revolt. And initially, after they were wiped out, the Romans didn't allow them to be buried. And Rav Masna said, Oso Yom, that day, Shenitna Ruge Beitar Lekvura, when permission was given for the killed of Beitar to be buried, which was actually on Tu B'Av, the Gemara says, in Tanis. So that day that the dead of Beitar were allowed to be buried, then Tiknu B'Yavna, the institute in the Sanhedrin that were sitting in Yavna at the time, the blessing of Hatov HaMeitiv, Hatov the good, Shalom Yisrichu. And after all these years, the bodies had not decomposed. HaMeitiv, and who does good, Shenitnu L'Kvura, that permission was given for them to be buried. This is the order of the blessing after eating food. The first blessing is the blessing of thanking God for feeding the world. The second is Birchas Haaretz, that thanking God for giving us the land of Israel. Shlishis, the third, is Boni Yerushalayim, that God builds Jerusalem. Revi is the fourth, is Hatov HaMeitiv, the good who does good. Uva Shabbos, and on Shabbos, Matchil B'Nechama, you begin with asking for consolation, Rachem Na. Umesayim B'Nechama, and you end also with the consolation of Boni Yerushalayim. And you say the thing about the holiness of the day. We'd say Hashem Elokeinu in the middle of the day. We'd say Vachitzeinu. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Lezer says, Ratzel Omer B'Nachama, if he wants to say, we'd say in the middle of the blessing about the consolation of Jerusalem, Omer, you can do that. But if you want it, Bevir Chazaretz, if he wants to say in the second blessing, in Nodalocha, Omer, you can do it there too. If he wants to put it into Hatov HaMeitiv, Omri could put it there also. And again, Chachamim Omra, Chachamim say, no, Eino Omra, you don't say the blessing of Shabbos, Elo B'Nachamim B'Levad, only in the blessing of Rachim, in the blessing asking for consolation. Understand, Chachamim and Tanakama. Chachamim is the same as the Tanakama. The Tanakama said, the first view said, you say Omra B'Nachamim, you say it in the middle. Yikabinah Di'evit, no, there is a difference between them. If a person already benched, and he said, let's say in Hatov HaMeitiv, not in Rachim. According to the Tana Kama, b'di'eved, he wouldn't have to repeat. According to the last few Chachamim, Eino Omra Elo B'Nachama. He only can say it in Rachim. Therefore, if he said in Hatov HaMeitiv, he has to repeat and redo the benching. Tana Rabbanu Lutin Abraisa, Minayin L'Brichas HaMazim Min HaTorah. What's the source in the Torah? What's the verse that we have to say a blessing after we eat a meal? Shenamar, the verse says, V'achalta, you will eat in the land. V'savata, you'll be full. Uveirachta, Hashem Elokecha, and bless Hashem your God. Al haaretz hatova, asher nasan lach, on the good land that he gave to you. V'achalta, v'savata, uveirachta. So you'll eat, you'll be full, and then you'll bless. So Birchas Hazan, that's the blessing of, some actually say, change the girsa from Hazan to Hazimun. Right, this is the blessing of Zimun, of inviting everybody to bless. Es Hashem Elokecha is Birchas Hazan. God your Lord, that is the blessing of being full. Right? Blessing God your Lord. Al Haaretz, for the lands, Birchas Haaretz, that's the blessing of the land. Thanking God for the land. Hatova Zu Boni Yerushalayim. The good land. Why did the Torah say the good land? Good is referring to Jerusalem. Jerusalem is called Hatov. The Chinuam, as the verse says, Ahar, Hatov Azev Alavano. This good mountain as part of the Lebanon mountain range. Asher Nasan Lach, that he gave to you, is Hatov HaMeitiv. In the Elachav. Okay, maybe that's a source or a blessing afterwards. Lefana Minayin, how do you know you have to recite a blessing before you eat the bread? It says the Gemara Amrit Kal V'Chomer. But we saw earlier back on Daf Lamed Hey, isn't this a Kal V'Chomer, Kishu Saveh Mevarch. If when you're full, you express thanks and you say a blessing, Kishu Raev L'Koshket. Certainly when you're hungry and then you get food, you're so thankful, you're so happy to get the food, you certainly say a blessing. Rabbi Yom Rabbi says, no, Einot Sarach, you don't need to learn it from this Kal V'Chomer. The verse says, V'Achalta V'Savata, you'll eat and be full, Uveirachta, and you'll bless, as Hashem Elokecha, Hashem your God. So birchas hazan, that's the blessing of the first blessing, birchas hazan. But birchas hazimun is not from v'chad v'zavato v'erachta. Zimun is from gadol Hashem iti. Al aretz is for birchas haaretz. Hatova, as you said, is boni Yerushalayim. V'chinom, as it says, ahor hatova zeh v'alavano. Hatova meitiv is not from the end of the pasuk, but rather b'yavon tiknua. That was instituted in Yavon, it's forbidden. In the lachar, so maybe that's only blessings after we eat. The fun of me nine. How do you know you have to recite a blessing before you eat? That's what the verse says. Asher nasalach, what God gave to you, mishen nasalach. Once He gave it to you, once He gave it to you, once you get it, you have to already recite a blessing. Rabbi Yitzchak says, ain't no tzarech. You don't need to say that these are the sources for a blessing before you eat food, but rather, Rabbi Yehoma, the verse says, uveirach eslach mechaves meimecha, and He will bless your bread and your water. Al tikri uveirach, don't read it, and He will bless. Hello, uvarech. Rather, you should bless for your bread and your water. Hey, masakari lechem. When is it called bread? Kodem shachlo, before you eat it. Once you eat it, it's not bread. It's digested. It's already ground up. So, before you eat it, that's when you recite the blessing. I don't need all of these sources to teach me to say a blessing before you eat the food. I have another source. Hare Yom, the verse says, when Shaul, before he was anointed as king, he was sent by his father to look for the donkeys that went missing. So he got to the city where Shmuel Hanavi was staying. And at the entrance of the city, he meets these young girls who are going out to the well to draw water. He asks them, where is Shmuel? So these girls give him a whole story. They say, we're going to rush. We're going to find Shmuel. And he's going to go offer karbanos. He's going to set a blessing on the karbanos. Everybody's going to eat from the karbanos. So it says there, they say, when you come into the city, you're going to find him. Before he, the prophet Shmuel, goes up to the altar to eat. For the people won't eat until he comes. He'll bless the carbon. Then everybody invited is going to eat. So you see, he's going to make a blessing before he eats. So that's the source. The source is from the Navi, from the women who were saying, you're looking for Shmuel. Go to where they're offering the karbanos and be there when he offers the blessing and he then eats. You see that the blessing comes before eating. Now, by the way, Kol Kach Lama, why'd they speak so much? Why'd they just say, go to find Shmuel over there? So one answer, Lefisha Anashim Dabrani Osein, women like to speak a lot. Shmuel Amar Shmuel said, Kedei L'Estakel B'Yofio Shel Shaul. Shaul was strikingly gorgeous and they wanted to look at his beauty. They enjoyed the beauty. As it says, he was shoulder and higher, gavoa mikolaam, taller than all the people. Rabbi Yochanan said, no, it's another lesson. God controls who becomes king, and God controls when he becomes king. And there is an exact precision. At a certain moment, that's when this person should become king, and beforehand not. So Shmuel was supposed to be the leader for a period of time, and so the people there to advise Shaul would talk a little bit later, talk a little bit longer, that Shmuel would be leader for yet another minute. Exactly when the moment is there, that's when it happens. No sooner. That's the lesson. All right, talking about, again, Birkas Hamazon. In the other Birkas Hamazon. So till now, we've had all these wonderful sources for the blessing after eating. Birchas HaTorah Minayin. What's the source that you have to recite a blessing before you learn Torah? Amar Bishmael said, Kal v'chomer, it's logic. Al chayei sham evarech, if we bless God for food, which gives us a life for the moment, al chayei olam lo kol shekein, certainly we should bless God for Torah, which gives us life in the world to come. Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmeni, Talmid Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Rabbi Chiya Bar Nachmeni, the son of Rabbi Shmuel says, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Ein Otzarech, you don't need to derive Birchas HaTorah from logic. Hari Yom, the verse says, Al Aretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach, you'll be full, you'll be eat, you'll thank God for the good land that He gave you. So Al Aretz HaTova Asher Nasan Lach, we have another verse, Ve'etna Lacha Esluch HaSa'evin, and I've given to you the tablets of stone, the HaTorah V'HaMitzvah, the Torah and the Mitzvah. So again, there we have Gzeira Shava, Nasan and Nasan. So just like for the good land you bless, for the Torah that was given also you bless. Rabbi Meir said, Mina Ein Shekashem, Shemavarech Ala Tova. How do we know that the same way you have to bless God for the good things that happen? Kach Mavarech Ala Ra, you have to give a blessing for the bad things that happen. Tam Loma, that's what the verse says, Asher Nasan Lecha Hashem Elokecha, that God gave you. So that means, Whatever judgment he gives you, whether it is an attribute of good or an attribute of misfortune, bless God. I don't need Birchas Torah. From the verses that we've mentioned, the verse says, so why did it say Hatova? Could have said Tova. Why did it say an extra hey? Hatova, the good one. Tova is Torah. Omer, as the verse says, Ki lekach tov nasati lachem. So had it said Tova, it would have thought you just thank God for the Torah. Since it says the extra hey, Hatova, Zuboni Yerushalayim, that's to refer to Jerusalem. And to thank God for Jerusalem and to bless God for Jerusalem, the Chinuomer says, Ahar, Hatova Zeba Lebanon, this good mountain as part of the Lebanon mountain range. Tanul Dinam Rice, Yubilez Omer Leza says, Koshlom, Eretz Kam de Tova Urachava, Bevecha Zaharetz, if in the second blessing he didn't say the words, it's a good, broad, and beloved land, or he didn't say Malchus based David in Boni Yerushalayim, he didn't mention the kingdom of David in the blessing of building Jerusalem, it doesn't fulfill his obligation. Nachum Azakin says, "Tzarich shiyizkor bris in the blessing of the land. You have to mention bris mila, bris lashachazan b'mitzareinu, because through the merit of bris mila we get the land." And Rabbi Yossi says in Birchas Haaretz, you have to mention Torah, al Torascha shalim adetanu. Plemo Omer Tzarich shiyaktim bris l'Torah. You have to mention bris before Torah. Shazu nitna b'shalosh pisos. Three times God made a covenant about the gift of the Torah, whereas bris mila on our body. This was given. The Yud Gimel Brisos. The word Bris is mentioned 13 times when Avram Avinu is told about Bris Mila. Okay, Bezrat Hashem will continue on Daf Mem Tes tomorrow.